This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. New research shows strict abortion laws in states like Texas caused delays for the procedure here in Colorado. After Texas passed a strict abortion law and Roe v. Wade was struck down, a wave of Texans sought care here. A study found that resulted in delayed appointments and a big rise in second trimester abortions. CSU researcher Kelly DeBee says first trimester abortions can mostly be done using medication.
Where once you're in the second trimester, those are procedural abortions that take place in a facility, and they cost more, they take more time, they can have longer recoveries.
That study published in the JAMA Network Open. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is months behind in testing evidence from sexual assault cases. CPR's Allison Sherry explains how they're hoping to fix it.
CBI attributes much of the backlog to a former analyst who is now facing more than 100 criminal charges for misconduct in the lab between 2008 and 2023. Many samples need to be retested in old cases. CBI says there is a backlog of 1,400 cases right now that would take 500 days to get caught up. They say they are going to outsource some of those cases to private laboratories and train more of their own DNA scientists while posting progress reports on a public dashboard. They are using money given to the Bureau by the legislature last year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Florissant Fossil Beds National Monument in Teller County is reducing its hours and closing on Mondays and Tuesdays. In a social media post, the monument cites a lack of staffing as the reason, but the post did not specify whether that was due to recent federal layoffs. The area became a national monument in 1969 and features petrified tree stumps as well as fossils. The site's now open 9 to 4:30, Wednesday to Sunday. This is CPR News.